Thank you for tuning in. This is Tate Servance in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I've got some local news here for you guys. Tuscola County Commissioner Bill Lutz reported that the information from the Tuscola Road Commission stated that only the Michigan Department of Transportation could approve rumble strips and flashing solar lights on stop signs is not accurate. Lutz had an opportunity to talk directly to a MDOT agent and said he had learned that the MDOT only controls state roads and not county roads. So there could be rumble strips and or flashing red solar lights on stop signs at intersections. During a recent county meeting, it was noted that there are some bad intersections in the county where vehicle crashes keep occurring. They are intersections of Deckerville and Herd's Corner, Dutcher and M81, Bevins and M24, M15 and Brook Run Road, and Irish Road. Chris Billy Putman had three family members killed and three others badly injured at the intersection of Deckersville and Herd's Corner. When a semi-truck ran a stop sign, he did some research on the cost of adding additional warnings on bad intersections. Putman estimated it would cost $29,400 or less to have rumble strips or flashing solar lights at intersections in the county where crashes regularly occur. The city of Port Huron and Michigan Community Capital received funding from the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, MSHDA. The funding was the MI Neighborhood Grant totaling $1.26 million. That funding will be used to help with expansion of home ownership for low to moderate income households. A Lansing-based nonprofit plans to construct 12 duplex-style condominiums. That is not the only housing development on the horizon, though. The Michigan State Housing Development Authority and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation are working with developers to create 90 new housing properties in the community. That financing will be used to create rental and home ownership properties. Columbia Township trustees received a legal briefing on Michigan's Land Division Act and related local zoning rules, then reversed a recent land split decision. During the meeting, the board voted to rescind the October 21st Bednarski Land Division at 2740 Elmwood Road in Unionville, after learning the board lacked authority to approve said splits and that the prior action did not meet state or local standards. The 154.26 acre property, including a 5-acre portion with the home and farm buildings, must remain configured under its PA 116 agricultural agreement. We will be right back with your national and international news after this message.
This season, Children Trust Michigan thanks you, our supporters and prevention partners, for standing with us to protect Michigan's children. Your generosity fuels programs that build strong families and prevent child abuse and neglect. As the year comes to a close, consider making a year-end gift. Together, we're creating brighter futures, one child at a time. Visit ChildrenTrustMichigan.org to learn more.
Welcome back. The Trump administration is dispatching roughly 500 additional National Guard members to the nation's capital as part of an ongoing crime and migration-focused security mission. It's building on an existing task force of more than 2,000 personnel already operating in Washington, D.C. In international news, we have Hong Kong officials have launched a safety crackdown after a deadly apartment complex fire killed at least 128 people. It prompted building inspections, enforcement reviews, and questions about fire code compliance in densely populated districts. Now with our cancellations for the area, we have Russ Servance.
We have some cancellations for today. Bad Axe Free Methodist Church has canceled all services. Bayport Community of Christ Church has canceled all services. However, they still will have Zoom church service available. Deckerville First Baptist Church, canceled. Faithway Church of Bad Axe is canceled, including their evening youth group. Good Shepherd of Argyle has canceled. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church of Caseville, canceled. Grace Bible Church of Harbor Beach has canceled. Kamenah United Methodist Church canceled. Kendi Lutheran Church canceled. New Life Ministries of Fillion has canceled. Pigeon River Mennonite Church is canceled. However, their evening concert is still taking place as originally scheduled. Port Austin Community Player Sonas concert has been rescheduled to December the 14th. St. Peter Lutheran Church canceled. St. John's Lutheran Church canceled. St. John's Episcopal Church of Sandpoint, 9:30 service is canceled. St. Mary's of Parisville canceled. St. Patrick of Palms has canceled. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Linkville canceled. And Victory in Christ Community Church of Bad Axe canceled. Stay tuned to WHST and WLEW, and we will keep you informed if there's changes, and you can check for the latest updates at thumbnet.net.
Thank you for tuning in. That was Tate Cervantes and Russ Cervantes on the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Please tune in for any news, obituaries, and weather at thumbnet.net, and we will be going to weather now.